O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 59. You, O God, are my strong tower. Rescue me from my enemies, O my God. Set me high above those that rise up against me. Save me from the evildoers, and from murderous foes deliver me. For see how they lie in wait for my soul, and the mighty stir up trouble against me. Not for any fault or sin of mine, O Lord. For no offence, they run and prepare themselves for war. Rouse yourself, come to my aid and see, for you are the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Awake and judge all the nations. Show no mercy to the evil traitors. They return at nightfall and snarl like dogs, and prowl about the city. They pour out evil words with their mouths, swords are on their lips. For who, they say, can hear us? But you laugh at them, O Lord. You hold all the nations in derision. For you, O my strength, will I watch. You, O God, are my strong tower. My God in his steadfast love will come to me. He will let me behold the downfall of my enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Send them reeling by your might, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sins of their mouth, for the words of their lips, let them be taken in their pride. For the cursing and falsehood they have uttered, consume them in wrath, consume them till they are no more. And they shall know that God rules in Jacob, and to the ends of the earth. And still they return at nightfall, and snarl like dogs, and prowl about the city. Though they forage for something to devour, and howl if they are not filled, yet will I sing of your strength, and every morning praise your steadfast love. For you have been my stronghold, my refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my strength, will I sing. For you, O God, are my refuge, my God of steadfast love. You, O God, are my strong tower. Let us pray. Strong and merciful God, stand with the oppressed against the triumph of evil and the complacency of your people, and establish in Jesus Christ your new order of generosity and joy, for he is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Job, beginning at chapter 22, verse 1. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Can a mortal be of use to God? Can even the wisest be of service to him? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty if you are righteous? Or is it gain to him if you make your ways blameless? Is it for your piety that he reproves you and enters into judgment with you? Is not your wickedness great? There is no end to your iniquities. For you have exacted pledges from your family for no reason, and stripped the naked of their clothing. You have given no water to the weary to drink, and you have withheld bread from the hungry. The powerful possess the land, and the favored live in it. You have sent widows away, empty-handed, and the arms of the orphans you have crushed. Therefore snares are around you, and sudden terror overwhelms you. Or darkness, so that you cannot see, a flood of water covers you. Is not God high in the heavens? See the highest stars, how lofty they are. Therefore you say, 'What does God know? Can he judge through the deep darkness? Thick clouds enwrap him, so that he does not see, and he walks on the dome of heaven. Will you keep to the old way that the wicked have trod? They were snatched away before their time. Their foundation was washed away by a flood. They said to God, "Leave us alone." And, "What can the Almighty do to us?" Yet he filled their houses with good things. But the plans of the wicked are repugnant to me. The righteous see it and are glad. The innocent laugh them to scorn, saying, "Surely your adversaries are cut off, and what they left the fire has consumed." Agree with God and be at peace. In this way good will come to you. Receive instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove unrighteousness from your tents, if you treat gold like dust, and gold of Ophir like the stones of the torrent bed, and if the Almighty is your gold and your precious silver, then you will delight in the Almighty, and lift up your face to God. You will pray to him, and he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will decide on a matter, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. When others are humiliated, you say it is pride, for he saves the humble. He will deliver even those who are guilty. They will escape because of the cleanness of your hands.
Rejoice and be glad, for you are the light of the world, and great is your reward in heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who suffer persecution for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Rejoice and be glad, for you are the light of the world, and great is your reward in heaven.
The second reading is from the letter of Paul to the Romans, beginning at chapter 10, verse 1. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. I can testify that they have a zeal for God, but it is not enlightened. For being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own, they have not submitted to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart who will ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved.
Remember your promise of mercy to Abraham and his children forever. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones, and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Remember your promise of mercy to Abraham and his children forever. In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. For the social services and all aid agencies throughout the world, let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, you see the needs of our world and care for us all. Give support and counsel to all who by their skill, training and dedication offer aid, resources and well-being to those in need. May we all see humanity through the eyes of Christ and respond with wisdom and compassion. Amen. For all victims and perpetrators of crime, and those who work in the criminal justice system, let us pray. Lord God, no one is ever lost from your sight. Heal in all victims of crime, the hurts of body, mind, and spirit. Hold in your strong embrace all prisoners, no matter why they are imprisoned, and support and comfort their families. Grant vision, discernment, and compassion to all who work in the criminal justice system. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For those living in poverty, under oppression, or in any kind of need, let us pray. God of love, whose compassion never fails, we bring to you the poor, oppressed, lonely, or fearful. Strengthen and relieve them according to their various needs and your great mercy, for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we approach the end of this day, we give thanks for God's goodness. O God of all life, thank you for looking after us this day and for all your goodness to us. Bless us this night with your forgiveness. Send your peace into our hearts and keep us and those we love in your care. For Jesus Christ, our Saviour's sake. Amen. Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.